Well, good afternoon. Well, I wish I could think of something funny to say because there's a lot of men here today, but I can't think of anything, so I have to get back to you. Hey, on December 21st, 2024, I shared with you the first reason why I wanted to live longer when I faced possible death in February 23. The first reason was I wanted to live longer to continue to prove to our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus that I am worthy to participate in the first resurrection. The title of my first message was Becoming Worthy. Today, I'd like to share with you the second reason why I wanted to live longer. The second reason I wanted to live longer is to continue to accumulate as many rewards in heaven as possible. You see, brethren, I did not respond to God's calling until 1987. I was 44 years old, and prior to my calling, I had not accumulated many rewards in heaven. My thinking was, if God would allow me to live longer, I would accumulate many more rewards. The title of this message is Accumulating Treasures in Heaven. Jesus said, "Do not lay up treasures, or do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." God's incentive program was introduced to humanity in Genesis chapter 2. Our Creator said, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." God's incentive program was offered humanity a choice between a reward of life or a reward of death. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, God reminds people again of his incentive program. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, in the Living Translation, it reads, "Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster." Some people do not like the fact that God has an incentive program, but it is what it is. People can dismiss it and ignore it, but God's incentive program is talked about throughout the Bible. Let's look at several areas in the New Testament where Jesus refers to God's incentive program. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, Jesus said to his apostles, "Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, this discussion about the renewal of all things prompted the following incident. In Matthew chapter 20, the mother of James and John came to Jesus with her two sons and bowed before him. When Jesus inquired what her request was, she asked that her two sons might be granted places of favor in his kingdom, one seated on his right hand and the one on his left. Perhaps she had heard Jesus say his disciples would be seated on thrones, and she felt her sons deserved the best locations. Now let's review Some of the other scriptures would indicate God's incentive program. Please turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. In Revelation 14, 13, it is written, "When I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on.' Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." Their works will follow them. Brethren, we might want to highlight the words, "their works follow them." So why would our works follow? Maybe the answer is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says a reward is promised to his saints for what they have done for Christ. Brethren, I have a question. What work must we do to earn our rewards? The answer might be found in John chapter 14, verse 12. In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus says, "I'll tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father." Brethren, Jesus says, if we believe in him, we will do the same works he has done. Jesus did not say some of the same works. I could be wrong, but it appears to me to earn our rewards, it would be wise to do all the same works Jesus did. Not just some of the works, but all of the works. I could be wrong, but this is like obeying the Ten Commandments. Jesus wants us to obey all Ten Commandments, not just some of them. Mike, would you want to show the first slide? Because of my late calling, I wanted to live longer so I can accumulate more treasures in heaven. And these are the five works I plan on doing as long as God allows me to live. The first work is to believe in Jesus, because Jesus says the work of God is this: to believe in the one he has sent. My second work is to continue to spread the teachings and messages of Jesus to as many people as possible and to actively teach people to live a life following Jesus. This is often referred to as the Great Commission, and this is what Jesus wants his followers to do. My third work is to mirror the actions of Jesus by demonstrating love and compassion towards others, including my enemies. And my fourth work is to serve my brethren and potential brethren with my God-given gifts by putting their needs before my own and actively helping those in need. And my fifth work is to live a righteous life to the best of my ability, following the commands, the teachings, and the values of Jesus. Mike, you want to show the next slide? Brethren, let's review four lessons and begin concluding this message. The first lesson is this. It would be wise to do all of the same works Jesus did and not just some of them. The second lesson is this. Our rewards are not based on competition with other people. Our rewards are based on how effectively we use our God-given talents. And this principle is made very clear in the parable of the talents. And the third reason is this. To be successful, it is very important to understand that our first motivation is to do all the same works Jesus did because we love him. And our second motivation is to build treasures in heaven. And the fourth lesson is this. We must be doers of the word and not only hearers of the word. James is telling us that knowing God's word without actually applying it in our lives is pointless. Brethren, let's remember Jesus, most of the 12 apostles, and Paul lost their lives not for hearing and learning God's truth, but by spreading and teaching God's truth. And they will be greatly rewarded. Next slide, Mike, please. Brethren, let's conclude this message by pondering and answering the following four questions this week. Are we doing all the works Jesus did because we love him and we want to accumulate treasures in heaven? The second question is, what other works do we need to do? And the third question, how much time do we spend each week doing all of the works of Jesus and not just some of them? And the fourth question would be, are we doers of the word or just hearers of the word? Mike, would you put up the last slide? This week, I saw my oncologist, and he's in a two-story building, and they have restrooms on each floor, which gives me the opportunity to place these business cards with the different pictures of booklets in each of the restrooms. This particular one is between the two sinks where the people wash their hands. I was able to place this card right there. Now, I carry these cards in my pouch for my phone. You can see them right here, so that they're always with me. So if I'm given the opportunity to place them somewhere, I do. I was at a car wash, and when I went to give the gentleman the tip, I also included one of the cards when I handed it to him. And at that point, it's up to God to do what he wants to do with that particular card. You know, Paul says we should not be ignorant. So it would be very important to do the work that Jesus does. And this particular outreach of placing these business cards, which are over here in the corner, is a great opportunity to do one of the works that Jesus did.